Good morning, everyone. So today I am going to read out an article which was published, and the title is My Suggestion About Starting Anything is Choose and Commit to Yourself First. So, well, this is how I've started there. I thank you for taking time to read my article or story. Because Medium.com, which is a very big publishing group, and they have other publishers, okay? So, they call it stories instead of article. So, when I refer article or story, it means the same. But for me personally, I'm thinking story means it should be some story. Article is something very concrete, you know, that type of a thinking that I have. So, you know, that one word can mean different. What it means to me can be different to you, even though there is a dictionary definition. Well, so I thank you for taking time to read my article or story. After completing 21-day series, which I did on money and self-employment, and 7-part series, I did it on intrinsically motivated. Are you intrinsically motivated to keep up your workout schedule? So after completing these series, I'm now motivated to try short form articles / stories. The triangle content system made February my best month. This is an article published by Christina God, and that is serving as a catalyst for me to get inspired for short form writing. These are short articles. Typical is about 250 to I think 300 words, under 3 minutes reading. Okay. I feel true to my authentic inner self if I have clear intentions. Here is my commitment statement to myself. I commit to writing short form articles that may contain under 250 words, but I'm not sure whether I can keep it up. I don't know, but let's see whether the publishers accept or not. An under 3 minute read. I commit to writing at least 11 of them in a month. Now, when I say month, it is not calendar month. I'm starting somewhere in March, you know, March 13, March 14, so till April 14. I choose and commit to stop beating myself up when I don't complete the number mentioned within the time I set for myself. I choose and commit to consciously start noticing how I am building myself up instead of beating myself up. I choose and commit to write on personal development, self-awareness, exercising, coaching, becoming a better version of ourselves, or any other topic that inspires me. I choose and commit to do my best based upon my own knowledge, experience, and understanding to provide value to my readers and listeners. Conclusion and suggestions. Making a choice and commitment to myself is truly liberating. Could you try writing your choice and commitment for starting a simple task that you have been wanting to do and putting off? It could be as simple as doing one small workout, one small writing piece, chanting one sloka, one small art piece, or one small audio recording, one small YouTube recording, anything that interests you, or reading just one page of a book that you have been putting off or you loved and you used to read before but not now. Why not just do it now? If you loved reading and if you loved that entire thing, borrow the power of the beautiful memories. So I know you can. I know you can. Please feel free to share your experience. See you in my next short form writing piece. Again, Medium is a membership based program. So, you know, any membership fees that goes there, it helps all the writers like me. I have given that in my PS, please see. And then I have also given option to, you know, view my profile. I have also given another article, which actually was, you know, you get to see your statistics in your Medium app. So when you see this, one of my articles, which is the title is Surefire Action Steps to Quiet Your You Cannot Do It, What Others Will Think Thoughts. It was published on November 8, 2021. It's a 4-minute read. It showed 100% read ratio in my back office. What does it mean? If 5 people opened it and 5 people read it, you know, not all the people who are going to open your article or not all the people who are going to click your podcast are going to listen to it fully, right? So this one is 100%. So I thought I will just give a link and have more people view it, read it. You want to hear my voice again? Come back to Magnificent Self, Lalita's Morning Musing Podcast. I want to really help you explore your magnificent self. And then there is another blog post that I have shared, Top Tax Tips Every Self-Employed Business Owner Should Know. And in case you need to know more, you can go to lalitabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. Thank you so much. And I help families and businesses protect their families and businesses with the Legal Shield membership programs. Thank you so much, and you have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.